Dublin on 846 AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
With Brian Dobson, Michael O'Brien, and Bob Gallico. Good evening. Radio Nova's transmissions were seriously disrupted today when RTE effectively took over its transmitter by jamming the microlink from the studios in Herbert Street to their transmitter in Rathfarnham. The station came back on the air using its auxiliary transmitting link, although its other link is still being interfered with. The interference emanates from RTE's broadcast museum in Rathmines Road at Portobello Bridge. Radio Nova's technicians established that it was definitely RTE who caused the jamming. An investigation is being pursued. This evening, a spokesman for Radio Nova said that other than Nova, only RTE would have the technical expertise and equipment available to carry out the operation. This afternoon, RTE switchboard was inundated with calls from Radio Nova listeners complaining about the disruption of service. Earlier today, we sent our reporter down to the RTE Museum in Rathmines, and he asked the caretaker if he worked for RTE.
No, I don't.
Can you tell me, were you aware of the fact that this building is being used to jam Radio Nova?
The sound you heard during our reporter's second question was of the door slamming. Harassment of advertisers on Nova has also been reported. One company supplying RTE with its products have been told that RTE will discontinue doing business with them unless they cease advertising on Radio Nova. In May of this year, Lansdowne Market Research Limited carried out a survey of radio listenership during 1 week amongst a sample of 925 adults representative of the 15 to 34-year-old age group living in the Dublin area. Results showed that Radio Nova had a 41% share, as against 22% for RTE Radio 1 and 24% for Radio 2, giving Nova almost twice as many listeners as either RTE 1 or 2.
Other news. In Dublin today, the